Laborers Together with God in the Home, September 5. Influence of a Christian Life at Home. He blesseth the habitation of the just, Proverbs 3:33. If we have Christ abiding with us, we shall be Christians at home as well as abroad. He who is a Christian will have kind words for his relatives and associates. He will be kind, courteous, loving, sympathetic, and will be educating himself for an abode with the family above. If he is a member of the royal family, he will represent the kingdom to which he is going. He will speak with gentleness to his children, for he will realize that they too are heirs of God, members of the heavenly court. Among the children of God, no spirit of hardness dwells. Remember that just as you are in your family, so you will be in the church. Just as you treat your children, so will you treat Christ. If you cherish an unchristlike spirit, you are dishonoring God. Position does not make the man. It is Christ formed within that makes a man worthy of receiving the crown of life that fadeth not away. God wants every person to begin at home and there live the Christ life. In the church and in every business transaction, a man will be just what he is in his home. If he submits to the Holy Spirit's guidance in the home, if he understands his responsibility to deal with minds there, then when in responsible positions, he will pursue the same course. Remembering the tenderness of Christ toward him, he will manifest the same love and tenderness toward others. The principles of heaven are to be carried out in every family, in the discipline of every church, in every establishment, in every institution, in every school, and in everything that shall be managed. Men and women, children and youth are measured in the scales of heaven in accordance with that which they reveal in their home life. A Christian in the home is a Christian everywhere. Religion brought into the home exerts an influence that cannot be measured.